With AM 600, I'm Tracy McKee for Summer in the City.
CIQC. I'm here with Fearless Janice, the woman who has devoted her life to trying anything.
Welcome to Travel World here on AM 600. That would be me. I am Fearless Janice Kirshner here doing travel until 1 o'clock. We've got a great retrospective and some very informative health travel tips. And in studio, I am with Stephen Pickford.
Yes, as always, as every week, it's the 13th week, so the completion of the first broadcast cycle. We'll be here for many more months and hopefully years to come here on AM 600. So
we made it through the first season, Steve. How about that?
We got through the first 13 weeks all in one piece. And over the next months, we'll be having a number of interesting guests, some more media correspondents coming on board. Later in today's program, we'll be talking with Dr. Lawrence Bryson. He's the director of the Travel Health Clinic in San Francisco. He's written a book, The Travel Health Clinic, Pocket Guide to Healthy Travel. And he'll be giving us various tips on how to have a healthy vacation, how to be well prepared. Through the week, we also received some information from people down in New England. New England's a big spot for our listeners to go down for weekend getaways and short jaunts. The Northeast Kingdom Travel and Tourism Association, next weekend, if you're looking for something to do for a day or two, is hosting in the Island Pond area the Vermont Open Historic Sites. More than 20 towns in the northeast corner of Vermont have come together to hold a regional open house July 26th and 27th. They'll have over 75 historic places open to the public, some for the first time in many years. You can get one pass that will let you into all 75 plus locations. It's $10. Children and students under 18 are $5. It includes a variety of like one-room schoolhouses, antique barns, cemeteries, inns, even an old jail. And you can call for more ticket locations and lodging information in the Northeast Kingdom of Vermont toll-free 1-888-884-8001.
Well, Steve, we got ourselves some real juicy tidbits for the listeners. We have made it through the first 13 weeks, but not without slipping up a few times. And we have collected a few of the more interesting comments that we found.
Oh, yes, a lot of different comments. And just want to also tell the viewers, tell the listeners.
Viewers.
Oh, yes, so my cable TV background.
Yeah. People can't see it.
7 years in cable TV, they'll have to knock it out of me so that I can remember. Also, talking about New England, we have a new New England bureau chief here on Travel World. During the month of August, we'll be joined by Amanda Ober.
Newest member of our team.
Newest member of our media correspondence team. She's a former junior Miss New Hampshire. She has spent over 10 years in radio and television in the Manchester area, and soon she'll be moving on to a bigger market in Hartford, Connecticut, and we're pleased to have her aboard Travel World. She'll be talking
after
about
that, Detroit, Washington, and New York City, right?
Yes, moving on from, market 26, upwards on the career path to market 1.
It's the fifth largest market in the United States, right?
Yes, Manchester actually is the sixth largest market because they lumped themselves in with Boston, so it's something, where we're glad to have her aboard.
New Hampshire a place that you really got to visit by car, Steve?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's no direct air service. It'd take you longer if you had to make a connection over Boston to get down there, and unless you want to take a long, long bus ride down
Wouldn't
there.
Wouldn't it be a great idea to rent a car?
Well, that is the best alternative, Willem. It's practical and economical, too. For example, for a limited time only, Enterprise Rent-A-Car is offering some very special rates. You can get any size vehicle right up to a full size for an outstanding $29.97, and that's for the entire weekend from Friday to Monday, not per day. It works out to $9.99
for the weekend?
Yeah, per weekend. It works out to $9.99 a day with 2,500 free kilometers included. The best thing about Enterprise is they will come and get you, so you don't have to figure out how to get to their location or what to do when you're finished. They will come to your door, and then when you're done with the car, they will come and get it.
So you just phone them at 1-800-RENT-A-CAR, and you say, I want a car, and they'll bring it right to your door. I mean, you don't have to go anywhere for this.
That's right.
That's amazing.
You call a very easy toll-free number, 1-800-RENT-A-CAR. Nobody can forget that. 1-800-RENT-A-CAR, and you're all set. They will send someone from their nearest location, and they have 18 locations in Montreal.
So there's always one close to you, and all you do is dial 1-800-RENT-A-CAR.
And the rates are so economical. 3 days for $29.97 total. You just pay the tax and optional insurance and whatever fuel you use. You can't afford to stay home next weekend.
And with 2,500 free kilometers, boy, I don't even have to worry about this. I can get to Vermont, Ontario, or maybe back to the station a few times.
That's right. And if you've got a lot of people to transport, ask about other special rates on a wide selection of specialty vehicles.
Like 4x4s, minivans. Enterprise really has something for everybody this summer, don't they?
Yes, they do. When you pick Enterprise, they'll pick you up just by calling 1-800-RENT-A-CAR today.
That is just amazing, Steve.
Yeah, it's something too good to be true, but it is true, and it's you heard it here on Travel World on AM 600.
That's Stephen Pickford and Willem Backus in Fine Community Theater.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I did a little bit of summer stock.
Yes, Bill Lux, eat your heart out. I mean,
very good.
Never move a little closer to the mic, Dave. You know better than that, Radio
Man.
Yes,
Radio Man and all have to get closer to the microphone.
So what we have for you is a retrospective of first few episodes of Travel World. It's certainly not everything, but some of the more interesting things, listing some of the people who've been guests on our
show.
Is
that available on CD?
It is definitely available.
It is available on CD, but right now there's only one copy.
Serial number one sits with Chad right now. It's available on CD, 38 tracks, total runtime about 20 minutes, and yours truly sat up late night putting this one together. So, roll them. Cut number two.
Stephen Pickford, actually, is the man of the hour.
Yes,
he's the new travel guy. And,
I am the host here and Travel World, and we're pleased to be part of your Saturday afternoon listening schedule here on AM 600.
Janice, is there anything out there you wouldn't try?
You know, you're not fair. I mean, you're not nice. But that's my fault.
Let's go to the phones. Good afternoon if you're online.
I just wanted to let you know that I like your show very much. It's very interactive, very informative. And I hope you guys keep it up for a long, long time.
Joining me in studio to share their insights. Thank you, Alan Frederick from Travel Weekly, joining us today on Travel World. Look forward to speaking with you again.
Well, thank you very much, Stephen, and thank you for inviting me to talk to the folks in Canada. It's my pleasure. Montreal is one of my favorite cities.
The king of the North Country.
Cindy Edwards, the weekend anchor at the CHRO-TV, Toronto television personality Denise Kimmel. Elliot Chalandis, sales director for the Cortina Inn in Killington. On the line now is Genevieve Bourne from Music First, Mr. New England himself, Manny Whip, who runs the New England Tour Center.
Montreal journalist Peter Solveig.
Chair Paul Leger from the Quebec Attractions and Festival Association. Joined on the line by Sheila Wiley, the manager of the National Marketing for the New Jersey Division of Travel and Tourism. Willem Backus, the United Travel Writer. You might remember his Day Tripper column that appeared in the Downtowner a few years ago. One of country music's hottest new teen sensations, Tanya Ray, online. And she'll be listening to a few cuts from her latest album, but also her interest and hobby is photography.
Yeah, I saw the cover of that CD. I like to see it. Kind of a bug.
Well, I know that maybe Chad Kenneman is off this week on vacation. I think he's probably listening to that CD, and he did say she had a lot of potential.
Family show.
Yes, it's what average of 8 million visitors to Nashville itself. And Cheryl Nye is with us today, along with her sister Kathy. Cheryl is a singer and songwriter. She's written over 190 songs. She's listed in the international Who's Who and music
to this story. You boys are bad.
There is a moral to that story.
We're worse now.
I said I was adventurous, not stupid.
Donuts. Everything to do with apples, even their phone number is like 1-800-FREE-APPLES.
Did you say free apples?
No, free. Number three, free, that's something else.
Well, if you travel down to North Carolina and get caught in one of those hurricanes, you're going to need one of these.
Right.
You're well prepared. Cape Cod, happy to
life. Cape Cod?
Yeah, Cape Cod hurricane.
Well, at least you'll be able to grab Willem and Air Subaru and get out of there in 15 minutes.
What is that beautiful sound?
Good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Travel World. I'm Janice Kirchner, and of course, with me, as always, Stephen Pickford.
Well, thanks, Janice. It's a pleasure to be here once again.
The best of your program.
A lot of lodging choices. Would there be any names of national chains that you would recommend if somebody's going up there for a weekend?
We've got a Journey's End here, and they've got a Heritage Inn. There's a bed and breakfast on your way into Pembroke. My parents stayed there. Blue House on a Hill. But what the heck was it called? It's the Blue... I think it's... called something like the Blue Bed and Breakfast.
What is that beautiful sound?
He really enjoyed it.
I'm having a little technical difficulty here. I just broke something.
Yeah, everything you touch, you have to just watch what you touch because things are fragile. This was the original microphone installed by Marconi on XWA, was it not? 1919.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're looking forward to it.
Pendulum.
The gadget man.
You like your gadget. You like your gadget.
I originally thought that it was going to be a documentary on the newsroom, but I was I was quite mistaken.
That's okay. I can do that with you.
It's the fun of live radio.
And we saw somebody from the Rutland Sheriff's Office going in there. I mean, he passed up going to Dunkin' Donuts.
Saw Roscoe. You do have to avoid the Society Hill dungeon line.
Some of the directories list, go to the Society Hill dungeon. You'll see that sometimes on the internet, uh-huh. certain pages of people recommending their different places to go. And we went and don't, because, I mean, there are places that are better.
A dungeon is a dungeon. I mean, you know, you've seen one.
You've
dungeon.
Seen one, you've seen them all. I mean, the London dungeon of the Tower sure, one was much sure. better. I mean, this was just sort of a...
Okay, that's a good point. So remember, go to Philadelphia, go to Zanzibar Blue to eat and have a drink. Don't go to the Hill Society dungeon.
It doesn't matter how much you smoke. It doesn't matter whether or not you want to stop smoking. What does matter is this. 9 out of 10 people who complete the simple smoke arrest program stop smoking cigarettes. Oh, and the 10th out of 10 who doesn't gets a full product refund. Smoke arrest.
Have a smoke-free year. Call 1-800-808-7295 for information about this revolutionary stop smoking program. That's 1-800-808-7295.
It's not a gum. It's not a patch. It simply works. When you're ready to stop smoking, and I mean really stop, call Smoke Arrest, because 9 out of 10 people who complete the simple Smoke Arrest program will stop smoking. The 10th gets their money back. Smoke Arrest.
Smoke Arrest. Call now for help in quitting smoking forever. 1-800-808-7295.
Hello, this is Elliot Bone from Music Plus. You are listening to my favorite travel show, Travel World on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC. Welcome back to Travel World here on AM 600. We are here until 1 o'clock. More retrospective and actually some really great information.
Right, we have some good information for you. Whether on a business trip or a dream vacation, the better prepared that travelers are before they leave, the higher their chances are for having a healthy, safe trip. For example, malaria may be the world's most infectious disease, with recent cases being reported as close as Florida. But even common maladies such as jet lag, motion sickness, or traveler's diarrhea can take precious days away from a business or pleasure trip. Joining us on the line now is Dr. Lawrence Bryson. He's an internist specializing in travel and executive health. He's the medical director of the Travel Health Clinic in San Francisco, California. He is also author of the Travel Health Clinic Pocket Guide to Healthy Travel, put out by Silver Cat Publications. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. It's kind of a coolish day here in Montreal. I presume it's a nicer day out in California today.
A little bit foggy here in San Francisco.
Well, one of my favorite cities. I've had a chance to review your very interesting book, The Travel Health Clinic Pocket Guide to Healthy Travel. And you say that health planning for a trip should start 4 to 6 weeks before departure. Why is so much time needed?
Well, I think we're talking about, in this case, international travel, where some of the exposures to some of the diseases that you talked about a moment ago, malaria, cholera, typhoid, and so forth, require a sequence of inoculations or immunizations. It takes a little bit of time for that to kick in, so I think you're always safe to get a little bit of an early start. 4 to 6 weeks, I think, would just be perfect.
Right, starting to read up about the destination and seeing your family physician, or there are clinics in major cities where people can go and talk to specialists in infectious diseases and international travel.
Exactly.
And now, what about packing a medical kit before leaving? That was given as advice, too. What kinds of things should be included?
Well, I think the typical medical kit that you would even use anywhere at home, little antibiotics and Band-Aids, typical things are reasonable. But I think the more important issue is if an individual is on any medicines of any kind, to make certain that there's plenty of those medicines you're going to be taking with you in case some of them get lost, and maybe even a copy of the prescription from your doctor in case that you are in a foreign country and the medicines are somehow lost in your baggage. At least you would have that available. Other than that, most things, except for the most remote areas in the world, are certainly available. I mean, you can be just about anywhere in the world and pick up minor little first aid items at a local store. So I think I probably wouldn't go overboard in that, but just some of the simple things, and then again the specific things you'd need for your own personal health.
Right. I just want to invite our listeners, if they have any questions for Dr. Bryson, to give us a call, 790-0600, or free call for Bell Mobility subscribers at *600. And as well, we were talking about things to take along, because if you don't have the prescription, if these are prescription drugs or some drugs that you take here in Canada, they're not readily available in other countries.
That's right, and oftentimes the names are different. We're so used to being involved with trade names, and if you go to another country, they may look at you with a blank stare if you ask for a particular trade name, and so you'd it'd just cause more time and effort than if you can avoid in the future by bringing that along with you.
And sometimes the local drugs or the local equivalents, they haven't been tested to the same standards we're used to in Canada, the United States, or they may have adverse side effects, what might be prescribed locally.
Well, that's a very good point. In some of the very undeveloped countries in the world, you're never quite certain what you're getting. I've had experience with medicines being picked up over the counter in some more remote areas in which the pharmacist mixed the medicine half and half with talcum powder and took the rest home for his own family.
Right.
So you don't want to take that risk.
I'm sorry. Hi. I went to South Africa not that long ago. I'm sorry. What is the thing you get from mosquitoes?
Malaria.
Malaria, right. And we didn't know if it was better or not to bring everything we thought we would need from here or just buy it there, since they deal with it all the time. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, in specific terms, speaking of malaria, the problem with malaria is it's a tablet that you take to prevent it, mm-hmm. not an inoculation. And the malaria tablets have to be started before you enter the area, either 1 to 2 weeks in advance. So I think that would be a risky situation to arrive in your area, try and purchase it locally. The timing just simply wouldn't work, and you would be vulnerable for a week or two. And malaria is not a a disease to play games with. So
no.
The medicine is relatively available in the United States, and at least to pick up enough that would get you by. Certainly, that's available in South Africa. But again, your problem would be the timing, and I think you need to be very careful about that.
Okay.
Right. Now, the number again for our listeners to give us a call is 790-0600 or *600 for Bell Mobility subscribers. Now, if I was overseas and I did happen to get sick, how do I or one of our listeners make arrangements to see a doctor, especially if we're in a country where a foreign language is spoken?
Sure. Well, actually, our book is designed exactly for that. It's in a paperback format you can take along with you, as opposed to just consulting at home and leaving it at home. In the book, it also indicates phone numbers for doctors in every country that are available, that are relatively safe and have been previously certified. Also, the phone numbers for various embassies, the Canadian embassy, the U.S. embassy, British embassies, and so forth, because those are good sources for finding doctors. Again, the main risk nowadays, it sounds awful, but some of the doctors in the undeveloped countries could be more of a risk to you getting treatment than the disease itself, because of the risk for AIDS and hepatitis and using dirty needles and so forth. So I think it's very, very worthwhile to have a source of phone numbers, and that's available in the book.
Right.
I'm actually just flipping through that section, and it is quite complete, actually. It lets you know the country and the Canadian representation and that. Now, what about the ones that there are countries where it says none?
Well,
when there is none of that representation.
Yeah, I certainly in the most extreme cases, there might not be a consulate of any kind.
Sure.
Canadian, U.S., British, or whatever. And under those circumstances, again, those are very remote countries, and you would have to probably take more in the way of preparatory medicines along with you, an antibiotic, some medicines that kind of tide you over. Those are very unique cases and are dealt with again, but those really should be seen in consultation with a physician in advance.
Right.
Now, will standard health insurance policies cover treatment received overseas, or do we need to arrange for that possibility before we depart?
That's a very good point. Usually not. Canada, I certainly do not believe is the case. The United States is certainly not the situation unless additional policies are purchased. And the remarkable thing is they're very inexpensive. It's just a matter of thinking of them in advance, and any travel agent can supply you with them. There are really two types of policies. One is that will take care of any medical bills in a foreign country directly, and that's the type that you want, as opposed to one that will reimburse you later, because if you do have any significant medical expenses, or heaven forbid you're hit by a truck or whatever, and you owe multi-thousands of dollars, they won't let you out of the country until you pay. So you certainly want to get that insurance policy that will pay for you rather than being reimbursed. And those are very readily available and easy to procure.
Right. For example, rates, for example, if somebody's under age 65, I know, like, for example, Mutual of Omaha is selling policies, works out to $2-3 a day for coverage, and it's unlimited. There's no cap on how much you can claim if it's not a pre-existing condition.
Absolutely.
And it's well worth the peace of mind to go away with that type of coverage. As well, they have an international hotline center you call back to Canada Collect. They will authorize the direct payment for the services. So,
yeah, it's very, very worthwhile to do. Just as an aside, if you are in a remote area and you need to be air evacuated out of the country, which takes place relatively frequently if there's a severe medical problem, unfortunately, the way they do it is they will buy three first-class tickets on a 747, fold the seats down, put a gurney on it, and you will pay for three first-class seats out of the country in advance. So be sure to have some sort of policy that will take care of that.
Right, some a policy that will cover you for evacuation.
Exactly.
Also for the insurance companies, even they try to stabilize you anyway in many countries because it is cheaper for them to bring you back to Canada if you're in a stable condition and can be airlifted so that they can get covered outside, bring back to Canada and be covered by the Medicare policies here.
Absolutely.
Now, people joke about not drinking the water overseas. Is this really something to be concerned about?
Yes, it really is, except for the certainly well-developed countries, Britain, France, Japan, Australia. Virtually any of the other countries, including Middle European and certainly Eastern countries, it is a problem. Now, it's not a problem in terms of direct sanitation. In other words, it's not that they have rampant diseases in their water, but the bacteria that you and I are used to here in North America are just simply a little bit different than the bacteria they're used to in their particular country. So almost without fail, if you're in a relatively underdeveloped country, you'll wind up with some sort of tummy problem, and you must be a little bit more careful than you would normally be under those circumstances. It does pay to take the old saw and, quote, don't drink the water, unquote.
Right. We're going to take a short pause here for a couple of commercials, and we'll be right back with Dr. Lawrence Bryson. The number to call if you have any questions for him, 790-0600, or a free call for Bell Mobility subscribers, *600.
It's tee-off time. On your mark, get set, go.
Get on course and join the AM 600 Air Sponge Club Golf Tour 97 at Chanticleer, July 31st. Pay only $63.50 and enjoy a full day of golf, including green fees, cart, and dinner.
Over $35,000 in prizes to be won. A getaway weekend for two to Mont Saint-Anne Golf. A round trip for two to Fort Lauderdale from U.S. Airways and Sportvac Travel. Take a swing at the hole-in-one contest. You could win a new car from Chrysler.
The AM 600 Air Sponge Club Golf Tour 97. Teeing off with Norsk Therapy, Chuck Brown's Golf, and Cafe Novello. Join now. Call 334-GOLF.
Registration automatically gives you membership in the AM 600 Air Sponge Club Golf Tour 97 program. Get special rates and privileges at participating golf courses, discounts at sponsor locations, golf handicap service, golf info line. Join today. Call 334-GOLF.
Transportation provided by Jean Talon Plymouth Chrysler.
Vacation time can mean a heart-rending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
Now is the time to look for bikes. Doug Anakin Sports are having a clearance sale on their 95 and 96 models until July 27th. This is no gimmick, only true clearance prices on a limited quantity of stock. For example, they only have two 1995 Marin Bear Valley mountain bikes, regularly $1,079.95, now $799.95. three 1996 Junior Leader 9150 children's bikes. Regularly $89.95, now $69.95. Hurry to 16889 Hymas Boulevard, just east of St. Charles. That's Doug Anakin Sports, your family sports store. Okay, let's recap. This is a legitimate clearance sale. No games, no gimmicks. Just a limited number of top-name bikes at clear-out prices at the Doug Anakin Sports Warehouse location at 16889 Hymas, just east of St. Charles. If the sale isn't enough, anyone who comes to the warehouse sale can fill out a ballot to win a trip for two to see the Expos play the Yankees in New York City. No purchase necessary. Doug Anakin Sports, your family sports store.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks and maps, plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Lusportsack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West between Clark and Sator Bank. Telephone 271-5058.
CIQC.
Hi, this is Vic Phillips on Montreal's only travel show, Travel World, on AM 600, Canada's first station, CIQC.
Welcome back to Travel World on AM 600. Stephen Pickford speaking. No, I'm not. I'm Janice Kirshner. We are here with
Stephen. Stephen Pickford. I've not had a sex change operation. please do not call on that.
Welcome back. They're torturing me, you know. They're playing old clips of things I don't remember saying. They're just throwing it back in my face. I'm telling you, they're lucky I'm letting them stay inside my studio. But we are back, and we are going to continue with Dr. Bryson.
We're continuing here with Dr. Lawrence Bryson, the Executive Director of the Travel Health Clinic in San Francisco, who has written the Travel Health Clinic Pocket Guide to Healthy Travel from put out by Silver Cat Publications out in California. And still on the line, Doctor.
Yes.
Yeah, it's sort of we're playing little clips that you might hear once in a while because it's we finished our first 13 weeks. It's our first broadcasting cycle, so we're sort of celebration here today on AM 600. Where were we before we left off? Let's talk now about some of the common illnesses that can occur while traveling, specifically jet lag, motion sickness, traveler's diarrhea. What can someone do to prevent them from occurring?
Well, certainly one thing that's come up in the last several years is I think many people have noticed when they're on an airliner and they travel for any length of time, they really are certainly more prone to upper respiratory illnesses. I'm sure that you've had your experiences or friends have an experience when they've traveled for 6 or 8 or 10 hours, they wind up at the other end, even aside from jet lag, of just feeling awful. And that's partly because of the recirculated air. And most jetliners that is available today, most people think that the air is 100% brought in from the outside, and it's not. It's recycled. And one would want to be very aware of the fact that the relative humidity in an airplane is awfully low in addition. So the things you can do to prevent that are to make sure that you're very well hydrated, you get up and you move around, but you drink plenty of water. Alcohol is not a good idea. Caffeine is not a good idea. Those simply dehydrate you. And sometimes people are now seen bringing their own little container of sports water or Evian water or whatever on board, and that's not a foolish idea. That's a good idea. So make certain that you're very, very well hydrated. Jet lag, of course, is another issue, and if you can start thinking in terms of the time zone that you're going to be appearing in when you arrive, and if you can start thinking in those terms a day or two in advance from your point of departure, that can help you. Also, what we do is a trick that as soon as you get on board your airplane, if you're going for any length, is to immediately set your watch, to the time zone of that new area, so at least psychologically you're thinking of that.
Right, that's good planning ahead. You sort of have to start that around a week before you head out.
Well, if it fits into your schedule, that's probably a good idea.
What you hear a lot about foods dealing with jet lag, like even though it's breakfast, really, you should still eat something that is more dinner-oriented. Do you have Do you know what I mean? If you talk, do you know anything about that? The idea
certainly some of that research is valid, but the bottom line is it becomes very hard to actually physically deal with it.
Yeah.
It does make a difference, but the difference is not probably worth the effort. If you can, again, as we started to say, start thinking in terms of your destination and maybe start thinking of eating a half a day or a day in advance, more to that schedule, that's helpful. But the specific varieties of foods, whether it's carbohydrates and proteins and so forth, probably doesn't make that much difference. So just think more in terms of the time zone that you're going to appear, and that's probably as good as you can do.
Now, are there any special precautions that pregnant women need to consider before traveling?
Well, certainly if a woman is pregnant, there are some airlines will not allow travel in the last trimester of pregnancy, and you might want to check with your doctor. Again, being on an airplane, the oxygen is much less than at sea level, and that can endanger a late-term baby. So in terms of pregnancy, that's a unique circumstance that the lady would want to consult with her physician. Other than that, there's usually not much that's different, male versus female.
Right. Now, of course, you may not want to also be out of the country, especially a third world country if you're expecting a baby.
Absolutely. Another interesting point is if you have very young children under the age of approximately two and a half, if you're contemplating going to very, very remote areas, you may want to seriously consider not going. Taking very small children to extremely remote areas where they need to have the protection of inoculations and medicines for malaria and so forth is not a good idea. Most children of that age don't have a developed enough immune system that they can benefit by inoculations, so they would be at very severe medical risk if they were exposed in those extremely remote areas, New Guinea, Nepal, those East African countries that have problems. So little children don't belong in foreign countries of a remote nature.
Now, if, children over the age of two, let's say between the ages of 2 and 12, are they any more at risk for certain diseases than adults? And what does someone need to do, taking special precautions for children before departure?
Yeah, between the ages of around 2 or 3 and above, there is no problem. They're not at any higher degree of risk for picking up diseases. On the other hand, if it's still a little child, 2, 3, 4, whatever, they have more of a tendency to get dehydrated if they do get sick, so obviously one needs to pay attention to that. But beyond the very early age group, there's not much that's different.
Right, so they can pretty well travel anywhere as long as their interest holds up. I think that's probably the worst problem with taking children to some destinations is that they just wouldn't be interested in what they're seeing, or they might be bored, you know?
Are we there yet? That's that syndrome, isn't it?
Right. That's something that affects everyone. How can people who use wheelchairs find out about special accommodations that may be in place where they'd like to visit?
Well, in the main developed countries, England, France, Japan, Australia, and so forth, that information is very readily available. Virtually any travel book will have now a little subsection that refers to that with a variety of different resources. And many of those countries actually have pamphlets or brochures or little booklets that indicate accessible locations. So that's not so much of an issue. In the Middle European countries, the Eastern European countries, and the Asian countries, it's extremely difficult. Those particular countries are not at all attuned to wheelchair accessibility, and that just becomes a hit-and-miss proposition. There are several travel agents in the United States, and they're listed in virtually any major travel book, three or four or five large ones, that will assist you in that particular endeavor and try and get as much information as possible. But again, if it's a first world or second world country, you probably won't have any problems. A third world country, all bets are off, and you're kind of on your own.
Right. The Western world has come to adapt itself a lot, and people who used to be considered disabled or handicapped are not no longer considered so, and they're getting out there and want to travel, and more and more suppliers are becoming attuned to their needs, but it sort of has a way to go before it spreads to some other countries, so it's best to check that out, with companies that specialize in travel, for people with such handicaps. Ticks can also be a common problem in the summertime. People like to go out and camp, and I know a number of people who like to go camping. What is the best way to remove them if you find one in your skin?
Well, again, the concern has been in the eastern continent of North America is with Lyme disease. That's very, very limited to certain geographical areas. If you're in one of those high-risk areas, you want to be aware that that is a possibility. But in general, ticks are most easily prevented from being attached to rather than taking care of them afterwards. And it just makes common, it's just common sense to wear long pants and long sleeve shirts if you're really hiking in a large bushy area or whatever, because those ticks will fall on you. When they do contact your skin, they're very, very tiny. They're not the standard size that you would see when you'd eventually remove them. They may be the size of a the head of a pin, so you wouldn't notice them. And for a tick to really attach itself, it may take 6 or 8 hours. So if you pay attention ahead of time, wear a little bit of long sleeve, long clothing, you'll be protected. And then when you're through hiking or camping, certainly check your body very thoroughly for very tiny little dots. And if there is one attached, the easiest way is just to gently take a tweezers and slowly, over a period of about 10 or 15 seconds, just gently pull the tick out.
Right, and just pull it out. Well, that's certainly good advice. Just some of the advice that one can get from the Travel Health Clinic Pocket Guide to Healthy Travel, written by Dr. Lawrence Bryson, who's joined us today on Travel World. If you'd like to order that book, it can be ordered directly from Silver Cat Publications, toll-free, 1-888-299-9119. And they have even on the weekends, you can leave your order on voicemail with them. Well, thank you for joining us today, Dr. Bryson, and for sharing some of those tips. And we can certainly recommend to our listeners to order your very informative book.
Thank you very much.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks a lot.
Goodbye.
Montreal journalist Peter Solveig.
Hello.
Hi, you got a question?
Genevieve, I've always enjoyed watching you on Music Plus since you've been to Berlin and to Barcelona. Can you tell us about the weather? You were talking about the Liberty Bell?
Yes.
How did the crack get there?
Peter, I think, has done some research on that.
Exactly. And God knows where I put it.
Okay, and I just wanted to know if there's a site for, loggerhead turtles to lay in.
Stephen was saying.
That was the one part we overlooked. However, we do know that the official bird of the state of North Carolina is the cardinal.
Can you tell us about the weather?
Just avoid hurricane season.
You won't hit hurricanes in Barcelona or in Berlin, so...
No slosh of the wet shoe.
Welcome back. We were doing a little bit of a retrospective. I think we somehow lost it in the middle. We will get it back. And we'll just... do you want to take a short break now? Do we need to do that?
Let's go for it.
Let's do it.
Hurricane season is desperate.
What's happening there right now?
Well,
oh, we're back.
June 1st officially begins the hurricane season.
Oh, yes.
And last year, two hurricanes hit our Outer Banks.
Hmm.
Now, they are recovered. There were a
right.
few places that have not recovered so well. It's one of those things you kind of have to take your chances.
The cool, friendly island of Aruba is outside the hurricane belt, so there are no wicked summer storms, no running through puddles, and no slosh of the wet shoe.
Cool deals for a hot season at Union Lighting. Biggest choice of ceiling fans at the lowest prices. Security lighting for your home. In their 5,000 square foot electrical parts department, everything you need, including a full range of light bulbs and batteries. New at Union Lighting, bathroom and hardware accessories. And right now, 40% off selected floor model sofas and chairs. In their wide array of furniture. See Union Lighting, 8150 DeCarry.
Time planning their annual vacation than upon planning for their financial future. At no other time in history has advanced planning for retirement been so important. Let my buddy Bill Wisnowski and Diversifolio Financial Services put their years of experience at your service to combat the information overload of investment options to tailor a portfolio to meet your needs. For your children's and grandchildren's investments, growth is the key, and GICs and Canada Savings Bonds just don't do that anymore. Trimark Mutual Funds help you make your way through the investment jungle. For instance, the Trimark International Equity Fund has as its investment objective the achievement of significant capital growth over the long term, with an historical annual compound rate of return of 17.8% since its inception. Two-thirds of the fund's holdings are American companies, firms whose technology, entrepreneurship, and inventiveness give them a competitive advantage in the global marketplace. Fully eligible for the foreign content portion of RRSPs, its long-term capital growth strategy works as an ideal inflation fighter within your RRSP or RIF. Call Bill Wisnowski at Diversifolio Financial Services today, 731-5592, or toll-free at 1-800-232-0240 for a free financial planning consultation and to learn more about Trimark Mutual Funds. Diversifolio, investing to outperform.
A great summer spot on Monkland Avenue. Restaurant Digestivo is an intimate family-style restaurant offering the finest home-style Italian cuisine like Mama used to make. The ambiance is magical. Live music fills the air on Friday and Saturday nights, and dining is always a treat on their wonderful outdoor terrace. Sumptuous fish, pasta, and veal dishes to choose from. A superb wine list, too. Experience the nostalgia and flavor of Old World Italy at Restaurant Digestivo. 5626 Monkland, 484-9402.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trips to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagary Travel's USA on Business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five fly carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call a corporate travel specialist at Zagary Travel in Dollard today, 626-3132, to find out how you can shave your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagary, 626-3132.
I'm Sharon Delaney from WXLV-TV in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Stay listening to Stephen Pickford and Travel World here on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
The largest privately owned home in all of the United States.
Right, and it's like 250 rooms.
Exactly.
Whoa.
You
it's
know, French
enormous.
Renaissance.
Is this a single family house?
A lot of lodging choices. Would there be any names of national chains that you would recommend if somebody's going up there for a weekend?
We've got a Journey's End here, and they've got a Heritage Inn. There's a bed and breakfast on your way into Pembroke. My parents stayed there. Blue House on a Hill. But what the heck was it called? It's a blue, I think it's called something like the Blue Bed and Breakfast.
Welcome back to Travel World here on AM 600. Janice Kirshner speaking to Stephen Pickford and Willem Backus and all kinds of other people that actually aren't here.
No, they're not all here. Some people, they weren't all
sometimes
here in the first place.
Sometimes we wonder where we are. Eh?
They're not all there, actually,
right.
Either.
You gotta wonder about these maps. You look in the store and it says, you are not all here.
And no, we're doing sort of a retrospective of some of the voices you've been hearing over for the past 13 weeks here on Travel World, the media correspondents, some of the best and brightest in the media world that are joining us on a regular basis here on Travel World on AM 600, part of your Saturday afternoon listening schedule from noon to one. Willem, always a pleasure to have you with us here. You've been here, I think, every week since the 17th of May, faithfully, and together
just
that
like Old Faithful, the geyser from last week.
Yeah, and you try to replicate it frequently. One of your favorite scenic sites. You worked very hard to put together that retrospective CD.
Yes, we actually flew here just like our friend Jacques Amar from the internet show, which is following us. We remember one day. We were comparing what speed we were driving on the way down. It was like Air Subaru or something like that. We had a lot of stories over the last 13 weeks that we covered, and we've gone to quite a few places. Had some interesting guests, and the show is really taking shape, and I'm kind of encouraged to see that.
Oh, yes, it's been a lot of fun, and it's going to be a lot of fun over the months to come. For example, some of the people joining us over the weeks and months to come, next week we'll be talking to the most watched local television anchorman in Canada, Tony Parsons of BCTV in Vancouver. He'll be joining us on the phone talking about the city he has covered very faithfully, much loved, much admired by West Coast residents, TV4BC, and he's been there 20 years, and he'll be talking to us about some of his favorite places. In the month of August, Sharon Delaney from WXLV will be recounting her recent trip to Ireland. Amanda Ober, our New England Bureau Chief, she'll be talking about the state of New Hampshire. And the legendary Vic Phillips, Canada's centennial anchorman. I know Janice here, her heart's all aflutter, thinking that he's going to be back in the studio with us on the 9th of August with a tell us more about some of the places he's visited over the past few months.
And we have another little clip for you from the CD, and get our control room person to send donuts to the station, because this man really deserves it. He's
Chad's the best.
Yeah, that's the man himself. Put yourself online, Chad. Come talk to the people. He doesn't want to talk to anybody. All right, Chad, put on clip number 35 and let it go through 36. That was Echo Tourism.
Well, I'm excited, Stephen. We got Bird Burdan himself on the line.
The King of the North Country.
The King of the North Country. Are you there, Bird?
The King of the North Country? Hi, guys. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you, too.
Our pleasure.
It's going to be a good summer down there. What's the weather down like down there today?
Just about like yours. It's a little overcast and very muggy. Just a slight breeze, but no real threats of rain so far. But I guess it's in the forecast. We could get some.
Give us a quick update on what you're doing these days, Bird. We miss you.
Thank you.
You're a cultural icon, Bird. I used to watch you all these years when I was growing up.
Do you remember that rapping bird thing that Ace Bailey put out years ago?
Absolutely.
Well, we were down in north of Boston area, uh-huh. in Salem, and the bus driver introduced himself. He said he was originally from Plattsburgh, and he said, he introduced at Plattsburgh, Bird Burdan Land. So,
no kidding.
Yeah, that was down on the Salem trolley bus in the north of Boston area.
Howard Stern may be king of all media, but you're the king of the North Country.
Well, thank you.
And that was Bird Burdan from WPTZ Plattsburgh. Many, many years on the air there, and he was kind enough to join us that one day.
Right, a real legend in Montreal area broadcasting. And, you know, he, like many others, have graced the airwaves here on AM 600 over the past weeks. And we hope that maybe he can come back and join us again next year, and when people start thinking about going to Plattsburgh and Clinton County.
Definitely. And not just that, there were actually some great fast... The Nina. They had a replica of the Nina, sailed up the Hudson River in Plattsburgh. It was docked for a while. All kinds of stuff. It was funny, because when we had the lady from Plattsburgh Area Development Corporation to talk about the tourism options for Plattsburgh itself, instead of mentioning everything that we know about Plattsburgh, she's mentioning stuff that we've never heard of, which is, I guess, the point of the show, obviously.
Yeah, sure.
But the fun part is she was talking about this ship, the Nina. Later on that particular show, we were having trouble getting Alan Fredericks online. Now, he is the editor-in-chief of Travel Weekly magazine. It's kind of like the Bible of travel okay. magazines. And the running joke, of course, was that he was taking the pint up to meet the Nina.
Yes, or that he figured he couldn't compete with such a big name as Bird Burdan, so he figured he would just be overshadowed. He's not used to being overshadowed, but with someone like Bird Burdan on just before him, I mean, he put him in a position where he was not so used to being number two.
What's the place that you've liked the best in the last couple of months?
The thing that I like the best, the place I like mm-hmm. to go, has got to be Plymouth, Massachusetts.
Is that right?
That takes me through just about every one of my most favorite places on the way down. Of course, on Air Subaru, which is the only way to travel. We fly down through the 89, through Vermont and New Hampshire, to my one of the most beautiful places to drive, without a doubt. You see the landscape. It's picturesque. Get down through New Hampshire. We go down to Massachusetts, through north of Boston, an area which I really love to go. Especially an area called Salisbury Beach. Folks, if you haven't gone down to Salisbury Beach, get there. It's just north of Boston. It's only a 4.5-hour drive away from Montreal. It's the direct beach. It's not Old Orchard. It's not crowded. It's cheap to park. $3 a day to park at Salisbury Beach. And you got the beach to yourself, and everything's open.
Right. Everything is in the area. It's a beautiful Plum Island Nature Park right there. Great bird watching, unspoiled beaches, sand dunes like you remember them. It has that atmosphere of 1950s boardwalk and the penny
wow.
arcades and the restaurants.
Can you do camp there?
There's camping. There's yes. a state park and also municipally operated yard there where you can camp, and inexpensive motels in the area. It's got everything. North of Boston area is one of those areas that's really overlooked by a lot of travelers.
And check out Lowell, Massachusetts, part of the north of Boston area. This has restored factories from the 1860s, and it is incredibly interesting to see. It's fantastic. You can just go through the area, just don't get caught up in the rotaries. And then you go further south, and we head to the south of Boston area, obviously, just north of Cape Cod, which was Plymouth, Massachusetts. Now, if you want a place that's restful, go there. I know that they said it was Plymouth Rock, as in where the Pilgrims landed, was voted one of the most disappointing tourist attractions in the state. Now, I think that's sad because, okay, if you're expecting the Rock of Gibraltar, you will be disappointed. This is a beautiful town, and it's a very significant rock. They don't know if it's the actual stone or anything like that. But the entire history of the area and so on, it's worth seeing. And it's so restful, you want to go.
Right. No, it's one of those areas where you combines history and peace and quiet. I think that's what makes New England special. And we'll be talking more about New England through the month of August and September ahead as fall foliage season approaches. Well, next week we'll be doing part two of our new look at New Jersey. We'll be looking at the other side of New Jersey, which is ecotourism and historic sites and small towns, those places off the beaten path. And also in the second half of next week's program, Vancouver, one of my favorite Canadian cities with Canadian media legend Tony Parsons. So it should be a good show next week.
Definitely. Isn't that a beautiful place to go, Vancouver? I remember that it rained a lot in Vancouver. It only rained twice the last week that I went there, 3 days the first time and 4 days the second time. I don't know if there's any difference now, but we will certainly talk to our friend Tony Parsons.
Right, Tony Parsons, supposed to be a very gregarious fellow and a lot of fun to talk to. So
not a stranger
looking forward to him.
Just one more time, if people are interested in that health travel book, the number is 1-888-299-9119.
And the theme music plays once again, Je reviendrai à Montréal, which reminds us the best part of travel is coming home once again to Canada's greatest city, without a doubt, our fine city of Montreal.
Thank you for listening to Travel World today and for the past 13 weeks and for the 13 weeks and more to come. I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem Backus. Thank you for bearing with our goofy retrospective.
And we've got the Travel World, the Internet Computer Show coming up next off the news.
Et qui fait neiger sur l'hiver des roses bleues, des roses d'or. Dans le silence